Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Lagos Talks 91.3 on a rainy Wednesday morning. It's time for Everyday Money Matters. Of course, remember that EMM is a financial literacy program, and as such, answers to your questions should not be considered as financial advice, but merely the opinions of our guests. Kindly consult your financial advisor for your personal, business, financial-related issues. Now that that's out of the way, if money matters to you every day, then you have to listen to Everyday Money Matters. These are the numbers to call. 0809-191-3913 and 0809-222-0913. Also 0809-234-5913. And don't forget, there's also social media. You can send your questions there and comments at Lagos Talks 913. Don't forget to add Naira Metrics as well. It's another wonderful day for business and money, and we have our money man in the building, Ugodre Obishoko. Good morning.
It's rainy morning.
Hey, man. Tsunami.
It's a rainy morning, Lagos.
Oh, yes. It's a good morning. Yes.
How's your week been, my brother?
Well, it's been here and there, up and down. I really felt guilty this weekend. I had a lot of things I wanted to do and I just slipped. Have you ever had one of those weekends where you have business plans?
Very lazy.
I'm telling you, and everything's just out the window.
I know.
these things happen.
It's been a very busy week, though.
Yes, yes.
In the land of money and the economy, it's been one hell of a week.
I can't imagine. Yes. I've also been hearing things as well. Recently this morning, IMF is talking about the fact that Nigeria is doing poorly.
Yep.
People are arguing that fact. They're saying, oh, no, it's because we underperformed. No, we're doing poorly. Is there really any difference?
I mean, what they've said isn't really new. I mean, Nigeria is doing poorly. The economy is not expected to grow as much as we thought.
Yeah, it will grow.
Even though inflation rate is dropping, it's sort of stagnated. Disposable income for Nigerians is still low. And then, I mean, people are still struggling. Has your life been better? Like, are things better than it was five years ago for you? Right?
I don't really need to think that far.
There's also this little matter of so a lot of things happened during the week, though. So maybe we should just do a lot of rundown, like for some things that happened this week.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's this matter of people who hawk money.
Wait, but before we go on, we have to introduce Tosi Olasende in the building, the money lady. She just strolled in, by the way. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine.
It's the rain.
Heavy traffic. Yes, we know. Right.
So on this matter of hawking money.
Yes.
Where do you stand?
Hawking, like, what do you mean hawking money?
Like, you know, when like people who hawk money and then spray, CBN said that, you know, they always say it all the time. They're like every 2 years, they just wake up in the morning and say, you know what, we're going to catch people that are hawking money. Arrest them. It's illegal. Blah, blah, blah. And then after that, it just dissipates.
Yeah.
So, but looking at hawking money. Like,
so these are the people who are not official BDCs.
Yes. Now, like if you go to weddings and then you buy money from there, that's money
so
hawkers.
That kind of, okay. So people are breaking down the money.
Yes. And then, you know, like if you want to buy a bundle of 10K, I think they sell it to you at 8K. Yeah. They sell it to you at 8K.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then you can go and spray. I was having this argument with some friends and I'm like,
but
isn't it a cultural thing? I mean, like, should CBN be banning things like that? Like, don't you just like to spray money? Like, it's cultural.
And then if you're looking at it from that angle, aren't these people using money to make money? Isn't it just business?
I don't know.
There's a need in the market for people, especially at these events, and people are filling that need.
And the money's needs too, so it's not like they're ruining, but like...
Yeah.
Like,
so, I mean, it's interesting. I'd like to know what people think about this as well. Is this something that you think should be stopped outright, outlawed?
And then, speaking about the hawking stuff, so did you know that half year, UAC made approximately 600 million naira just from, and Gala accounts for 80% of that.
Wow.
So, you're talking about a 10 billion naira market.
Wow.
The hawking thing. So from a
that's,
one, I mean, we're looking at just a gala. So include Coca-Cola, include water. So I really doubt that it's a business and it's a market. It's spiraling into the,
Well, that's even, that's hawking, like hawking goods.
Yeah.
No, I was talking about, we're talking about spray money, good weddings, people that you buy money from.
You're like, I don't want to spray.
Yeah, so CBN is saying people who sell money. So they call it like money hawking. They're going to lock them up. So we're saying like, look, isn't it cultural? CBN, just accept the fact that Nigerians love to spray money at weddings. We just love doing it.
But I want to know, what exactly are they doing wrong? You know how you could say, okay, stop doing this because it'll cause an issue or the other. What exactly are they doing wrong with regarding money hawking? As in, are they devaluing, defacing? What exactly is the problem?
CBN says that by hawking money, you're mutilating, you know, the naira, you're demeaning the naira.
By exchanging.
I remember, and then when you do that, because you exchange that money and you're basically selling it, you also, people who collect it from you spray it at weddings and then they step on it.
Yeah, but
and
is it
all
not
that
the people spraying, not the people
and
selling?
I sort of see it.
Oh, you see where the CBN is coming from? Really? Does he?
No, like I see what they're talking about, but it's cultural. It's going to be very hard for them to take it out.
I mean, I understand the defacing the currency or stepping on it and all. Yes, that's clear. But why are you attacking the people who are making money rather than the people who are?
No, but
doing
they're looking
these
at
things.
The ecosystem. If nobody's selling money outside, and nobody's gonna.
Yeah, but people will still spray. I mean, what if I decide to go to a bank, change my money, and then
that's
go
what
and
I'm
spray?
Saying, like,
so how are you stopping
I just
it? I've been to a couple of parties, and I did not have money, and I was very burnt, you understand, that I did not have money to spray, not once, not twice. I was at Landmark last weekend, and there was a party there. Guess what the women were doing? They had POS. Yes, I even have
how do you spray
I took
with
a picture
POS?
Of it. So they have a POS, and they'll give you cash in return.
Yeah.
Yes. So they're ready.
For every 10K bundle is 8K.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Because it's cultural. We like spraying money. So like, I don't know. The government should probably start taxing those
that's
things.
Just tax.
We can't fight every battle. You want to start fighting that one. So I mean like, so that's CBN in the news.
Yeah. The phone call's coming in. Definitely. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Bayo. I'm calling from Lagos.
Bayo from Lagos. Could you turn down the volume of your radio, please? We're getting major feedback.
I have done that.
Ah, okay. Thank you. So, do you have a question for the money man, or do you want to comment on the news?
I want to comment on what the central bank is about to do or doing.
All right, go ahead. All right.
I think it doesn't make sense. What is the proportion of money that is brought by those guys and money that is actually spent in every party?
Well,
so, the fact is, if they're not there, people will still spray money. Unless
exactly.
You ban spraying of money entirely, and that means you're saying Yoruba man don't do parties again. Igbo don't send your children to their husbands or wives' places.
Okay.
What are we singing? They need to get their act together. All the quality of paper that they use is the problem. I've never seen a dirty $100 note.
Well,
I've never seen a very terrible and torn and worn out $10 note. To come out and tell us this is what our plan for getting this together and getting it better and well. Not to go and ban people that are trying to make money and to feed their children when government has failed in providing for them. They are confused. Thank you
all
very
right.
much.
Thank you so much for that. Really interesting. Let's take one more. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Sadi. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Everyday Money Matters. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Namdi. I'm calling from first time.
Namdi, welcome to the show. Greet the money people.
I'm blessed.
I want to make a contribution to that, what CBN is talking about.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. The problem there is not about people spraying money or if the source of getting the mint is the issue. There's a huge corruption that goes in getting those mint.
Which
those working in CBN and the distribution of cash through the banking system. There are some people who will tell you there are some people that their business. Instead of releasing this name to pay people, they will now hold it and sell it to these people. So I will advise CBN, let them start from their cash management system. those who work in cash management. And also track the movement of those funds.
But wait, Nambi, are you against it or not?
He's against it.
I'm not against spraying money, but I'm against the problem business that happens in CBN because of it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Namdi. I'm a bit confused.
Okay. No. What Namdi is saying is that that there's a conspiracy between CBN and maybe banks, who basically they are the ones who release that money to the people who hawk it. Like, how come people hawk money always have brand new money, fresh cash? Do you understand?
That's very interesting.
So that there's a conspiracy, so that if the CBN is serious, they should go and deal with that conspiracy first.
Who
that's
what how are they getting access to the money in the first place?
Exactly.
That's interesting.
That's
interesting.
That's his point of view.
Also, do you know that many people that get married actually budget for the income of that flow? It's a revenue source for them.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
Serious revenue?
They tell you that.
They tell the person that they're cooking.
Just wait till after the ceremony, we will pay you. So it's like an income revenue. So the target. My friend, one of my ex colleagues, she made about 4 million naira from spraying on
plants. What?
Yes.
Sorry, please, you need to say that again slowly.
Yeah. Four million.
Four million.
Literally, the family members came with a gun and must go.
Chineke, man. So my wedding
income.
Is tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
Actually, I'm the only one here that is not married. So I'm
what hoping. What do you mean? I'm not married either.
Wait, See the way you just screamed.
Excuse me. What? My wedding is tomorrow.
Sally,
I will be expecting.
Isn't that you like money?
Excuse me. I said I'll be expecting people to do their job.
Oh my God.
Don't feel bad if you have large notes. Don't worry.
Look, guys, if you're not streaming on Instagram, where's it on Instagram? Maybe go to the diabetics and check. Sadiq is just.
I'm sorry. I just can't believe it. 4 million from dancing at a wedding. It's business. What do you mean?
At this rate, you marry every quarter.
Hey, I say every 3 weeks. A brand new wedding. Hey, I can dance too.
Anyway.
Hey, the longer you dance as well. So you
exactly.
Have to
so you guys are very fit.
So and also, you have to negotiate with your bands and all of that. Get the right music. Motivate them.
Are you hearing?
It's a budget. Budget for the income that is coming from the spring.
I had no idea. This is a very serious thing.
Oh, yeah.
The wedding.
We should be paying for all these tips.
Yes.
5 a.m. You start your wedding and you dance till 5 p.m.
It starts from at least 6. Then from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Wow.
There will be spraying.
So there's nothing like I came late.
No. You will till the end. And we'll even do extension. Those people who are not in town, we can do another day for you. Not a problem, please. What else was in the news, Sadiq?
Yeah. What else was the news? I think there was an election.
Yes.
So the messages I've been getting from, readers on Nairametrics is, who do you prefer to run this country economically? Like, who's the best person to run the country?
Gosh.
Hey. And they ask these questions. I'm like,
where do you start from? You know, and the thing about it is, personally, I'm like, why are we focused on the president himself and his knowledge? Can't he hire people or a team to do it?
That's how it is now. Like, the president is not an economist.
Exactly.
And the
other
contenders are not economists, except maybe one of them. So,
yeah, that's what I'm like. Why is that the focus?
It's presidential banter now. So people are figure out the biggest thing in Nigeria today is the economy. In 2015, Nigerians were running on politics. Insecurity was the main thing. The conversation is the economy. So who is going to run the economy better? Is it Buhari or is it Atiku? It's not just two of them. There's actually Donald Duke.
There's Mogalu.
There's Fela Duru, that Sahara Reporters guy. There are a lot of guys, right? So, who's going to run the economy better? I mean, that's the kind of questions I've been getting.
I think for me as well, I realize that a lot of people are trying to gag you, even on social media, that, oh, no, you run a business, so don't talk about politics, stay away from it. But I disagree. Like, I mean, for instance, look at, because of the devaluation we had a few years ago, lots of people's company valuation literally was slashed into half. Just by that decision. I mean, look at a lot of companies, they were affected. So it is in everybody's best interest. I mean, you don't have to go around and say, this person I'm going to vote for, or whatever like that. I mean, it's a decision if you want to share or not. Mm-hmm. But everybody has a right to be to be having this conversation. Over to you. Are you answering the Godre's question?
As to who I believe? Me.
Yeah, like you run the...
I can run this. Look, did I not just tell you about my plans for the wedding? If I handle this Nigeria's economy, my goodness, I'll do it like China.
Anyway, listeners, look, to decide, just
seriously,
who will run the economy. Yeah. Like, so what I think is, it's too early right now.
Yeah.
In as much as we already know what, you know, what Buharinomics is kind of like. But, I mean, things can change. Mm-hmm. But to decide who will run the economy better, I think over the next few weeks, you got to listen to everybody. Their rhetorics, their policy statements.
Mm. That's
mixed
my
with
point,
their that antecedents. Look at the kind of cabinet they intend to assemble together on either side.
Yeah.
Their think tanks. And you kind of have an idea of...
But that's the thing. That's the thing that's really getting to me.
Because right now it's all banter.
Yeah.
But when it gets to the nitty gritty, like I think from November, December, it starts to get clearer. Who might do better? Because the politicians in Nigeria don't have ideology. Like it's
that's
not like
they
have political ideology. Like maybe one person is more
of
government, or one is small government, or one is pro this.
Exactly.
Not necessarily. It's all depends on what Nigeria wants to hear.
And that's my point. So that's why I'm like, how can we now say, you know, who's going to run it better if they don't have an ideological standpoint in the beginning? If they are only going, because I listened to a couple of these guys and their president, they keep, and one person in particular, I'm not going to mention name, just kept saying, oh yeah, I will hire people. And I thought, yeah, you know what, that's what it's not the best thing to say,
but that's,
for
that's
rhetoric,
not,
but that's the truth.
It's only sound.
I mean, seriously.
But as a voter, what do you want, really? So as a voter, you want somebody who's gonna
tell me who you're going to
create jobs,
economic
to you, somebody who's gonna promise you wage
increase. I don't want promises. You see, that's the thing. I'm tired of promises. I'm tired of people saying
they
will.
But they have
will.
To promise you to get elected.
Tell me who you are going to put in place to do it. I'm not expecting that you are an economist.
So we can even start listening to shadow cabinets?
Exactly.
Okay. I think for me, I mean, everybody to each his own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very pained and hurt that an additional 3.2 million children have been out of school. So we have a total of 13.2 million children. Do you know what that is?
That is
a huge risk.
That's a country.
Yes, it's a risk to me, it's a risk to our children. It is a huge risk. We're losing out on a growth in GDP. We're losing out on labor force that could be used. Like, it's such a huge risk. So if anybody speaks to that, telling me about how they're going to work on education and how that education is going to be translated into growth in economy, then I'm going to give that person my vote.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many examples around the world.
Yeah, so I think this is something that is very particular. Yeah. That person would have won my
because I actually just keep hearing people that, oh, this person's done this. It's not really about what they've done personally in their lives. It's about the economic team and what their ideology towards. I mean, look at countries like Vietnam with regarding education and what they've done in, well, not a short space of time, but in 2 decades.
Yeah.
Look at China, people. It's all to do with policy. So rather than saying, oh, this person has a company, this person does it, that's not how governments are run. It's based on policies, what you plan, and who are the people who are going to implement those policies. Yeah. But right, phone lines, because people are calling. Hello, good morning. Hopefully, my wedding people. Right, anyways, let's go to the questions, right? No, I'm serious. So 6 a.m. You done?
Questions.
All right, fine.
Guys, Ugodo was rolling his eyes. I couldn't see this. I can like shit roll his eyes. Okay, questions.
4 million. It's not easy.
Questions.
You know, so people have separate. Okay, sorry. Yeah, okay. this is a question here. I don't see a name, but it says, I don't know if you can answer it. It says, what online stock brokerage platforms can I use? Can you actually answer that? Because, I mean, that would be
advertising. Buzz us on Twitter. We've answered this several times. We can't be advertising for people.
You know, it's not done.
So, like, we can tell you on social media.
Yes. Let's see. Right. Okay, this one says, hello, Mr. Ugo Money Matters. Ugo Dre. Says, I would like to know the other side hustles that one can get into. Thanks.
There was a... There's several side hustles, though.
There are hundreds,
isn't it? Doesn't like
so many side hustles.
Yeah, doesn't want to give them some.
Just small. It doesn't have to be the ones they are using. I know.
And there are plenty millennial side hustles out there.
Sorry, what do you say? Millennial side hustles?
Yes, no.
Okay, guys, there's a platform. I know we're not advertising, but there's a platform called freelancer.com and upwork.com.
Oh, yeah.
There's a fantastic way to, you know, to get side hustles. Basically, you're just imputing data or you're leveraging any skill that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, go in there, make money in dollars. And it's a very nice way to work. Another way to also do freelancing is, what skill do you already have? Is there a demand for it?
Mm-hmm.
Another way as well is to look for what is in demand and how can you fill in that space. Like, I only started Money Africa this year, but imagine if I started doing it since last year when I was in paid employment. So yeah, there are many things you're actually sitting down on that you're not monetizing.
Very,
how can you sell
true.
Your hours to somebody that does not have hours to spare? So it's limitless.
Yeah, so there's
one
so
of my favorite
things.
Hustlers. I was watching how on Why Nigeria the other day, this lady that does
Maraji.
Yeah,
I love her
on Instagram.
Oh really?
Gosh.
And you know what she says? She makes like 1,500,000 to 1,000,000 naira per post.
Per post.
And her ads, yes. I get, yeah, crazy. On Instagram. Like,
sorry, what, crazy. What have she do on the Instagram?
She's a comedian. Guess how old she is? She's about 20, 21 or 22 there.
Shanae K. May.
Yeah. She's extremely intelligent. She brings, I sit on a platform, like, my goodness.
My goodness.
She's so intelligent. Like, you know when you can see that somebody put in work?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, I'm learning,
So, Siri, you're looking for side hustles. There are plenty out there.
You see, that's one of the side hustles. What can you do well? How can you monetize it?
And guess what? Yeah. So if you go to my Instagram page, right? Uh-huh. So a colleague of mine, his birthday was yesterday. And so I came into the office and there was just a tray on my table. Tray of pancakes, chicken, some sauce, juice, yogurt, and a lot of other stuff.
Oh, nice.
So I'm like... Doesn't this guy know that I'm a, you know, whiskey person? Just should have been bottled. And there's some other guys who are like, there's somebody who does this thing that's a lot of money. I'm like, I'm like this tray. Say, yes, so that this tray you're seeing is 20K.
Eh?
And that it goes with the plate. So the deal is that they sell this thing to you and then you take the plate. So the whole effigy of bringing it and blah, blah.
Yes.
And he said that he was going to order for his kid's birthday and blah, blah. There's an 80K version of it.
Hey.
I said 80,000 naira.
No small chops.
Let me tell you.
I'm not joking, man.
Come with SIM card.
Let me tell you when I knew that small chops actually is people make money from it. I was driving home.
Yeah.
I lived towards the Chevron Axis. I saw a billboard. A billboard dedicated to small chops company. That was when I literally almost spoke. I said, Tosin, what are you doing? Kilon Shea, what are you doing?
My brain can't take this. There's too much I'm hearing right now.
I was shocked beyond a tree.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like
you get my Instagram page. A tree.
Yeah.
So it just has all those fizzy stuff.
You're
there.
Selling
so,
the tree, but you're now selling.
Exactly. You're selling the cutlery on the tree and everything. Cups, mugs, and all those things.
Experience.
And people, serious matter, it's not like if you're like, you know, I don't know. Okay, you're not looking for a girlfriend.
I have at least five.
Just send that tree.
Yeah. Another thing that is also a very good side hustle right now is coaching. I mean, if you go on Instagram, that is like a new buzz.
Oh, wow.
How to style yourself. And it might sound very basic, but okay, like starting Money Africa this year, I had to attend so many events. And I mean, if I'm going to work on a number, I could wear jeans, sneakers, or even just a plain dress.
Really,
but now you're going to events and you have to be honest, image goes a very long way.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
People are actually cashing out in addressing markets like myself. That is, it's not the celebrities, just
everyday people who want to make an impression.
So it's just the little things, like how can you monetize? I guess that is a question everybody needs to start asking now.
Yeah, how can I monetize? What are the skills that I have? That what I are the things sell. I'm interested in that I can sell? Exactly. It's amazing. People are selling.
You know the irony of life. You make money. You really get rich in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get humongously rich in life by selling to the poor.
Yeah.
Very, very true.
Very true.
Make one night
so there's a market.
There's a market for it.
There's a huge market.
Amidst poverty.
Yes.
Exactly. And that's why when people keep saying, oh, the country's this, there's nothing, I'm like, really? That there are people who are cleaning out of this situation. It just takes opening your mind to see the opportunity.
And I mean, just look at sports betting. Typical example. Who are the guys who patronize?
It's not the richest people in the world. Nice.
I hope I want to say something that I hope this encourages you.
Mm-hmm.
There are people less qualified than you doing the things that you want to do.
Yes.
So you can talk.
Yes.
Or you can get out there and put in the action.
Or you can go and get married and dance for 5 hours.
You just had to ruin that nice motivation.
I'm sorry. But it's true now. Some people have done business for 4 years.
What's this formula is stuck in your head already?
I'm not going to forget it. I'm already practicing my moves. Right, next question. Running out of time.
Okay.
This is from Grace, and Grace says, what is your take on insurance as an investment vehicle?
Oh, fantastic. Okay, as an investment vehicle?
Yeah.
Okay, most of the returns that always, and this is me being honest, I'm not even trying to shade insurance companies, is that many a time the returns are not that fantastic.
Oh. Yeah.
So many a time, so like I said, I've not tried every insurance investment vehicle, so do your math yourself. What I always tell you to use as your benchmark is your inflation. So what is inflation? Inflation is the general increase in prices of goods and services. So always aim that whatever return this investment vehicle is giving you is at the minimum equal to inflation. That means that the value of your money has been protected.
Okay.
So that is always going to be a good benchmark.
Nice.
So to, yeah, exactly. And also in addition, I mean, you want to invest in insurance products. I mean, maybe life insurance, and you know, there's some products that they have out there. But I think I mentioned on one of these episodes that I was a little unhappy with one of those insurance companies.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
some of them are good. Maybe you're saving towards your kids' secondary school or something.
So yeah, so it's a good way to actually just tuck the money away.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's an insurance revolution coming on pretty, in the next couple of years.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's probably the next big market.
It is a big one. Nigeria is ready. We're
ready. I mean, we have the population.
Yeah, I'm even thinking of buying some insurance. Shares, I mean,
letting out some inside information. I like right to the phone lines. Hello, good morning.
Hi, morning.
Good morning.
Yay, welcome to Everyday Money Matters. Oh my goodness, how are you?
Right, welcome. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Baby from
Guagada. Hey, baby, how you doing? Yes, it has been a while.
So I wanted to talk about two things quick. First question I had. So we heard rumors about the presidential primary elections that held over the weekend, and we heard rumors, they're not substantiated, that a bunch of people were sharing out thousands of dollars.
Mm.
So I wanted to ask, what's the implication of that on the economy? Like, what happened? And that's one. And then secondly, you're talking about spreading of money. They cannot try that thing in this country. It's not possible. And then they're talking about the Naira. People spray dollars too. So are you going to go and hold them for spraying dollars?
Point.
And even outside of this country, if you go to the UK, people spray dollars.
Yes.
People spray dollars in America.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have a problem with it. So I don't know why we just like focusing on the wrong things in this, the things that are very irrelevant in this country. The main things that CBN should be focusing on, they will not. They'll be picking on those that are just trying to enjoy their life, trying to make 4 million naira in 1 week.
Amen.
Anyway, so please answer my question.
All right, Gravy. Thank you so much for calling in. Yes, people trying to make
right,
familiar.
Right, so, I mean, that's what we heard. We heard that they shared money. I mean,
That's
not substantiated,
rumor.
Like you said.
Exactly.
Yeah, pure rumor.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to pay the rumors.
Yeah, nope.
But if it did happen, I mean, like, the only negative consequence I see here is that it's basically vote buying. And we get to suffer if the wrong people are elected to office, because that's what happens. So when you collect money or do stomach infrastructure to get the wrong people into governance, then it means that they basically don't manage the economy better. They need to get that money back, isn't it?
Yeah.
And of course, they can't get that money back from what you pay them, from their salaries. So they get that money back either through bloated contracts, overpricing, and things like that. So at the end of the day, it comes back to bite you.
Yeah.
Right. But in terms of in the short term, that's money circulating. And
so
that's like picking money from the rich to the poor, some Robin Hood kind of scenario, and that sort of creates temporal growth, or
at least for short
term. Yeah, in the short term, but in the long term, it's actually not good.
Yeah, just because we have to close off, we have run out of time completely. But I just want to throw this in very quickly. I don't see a name. Okay, Chidi saying one of the candidates for the post presidency employs the highest number of Nigerians. Is that really a marker to show intent?
I don't know if that thing is true, though. I mean,
I've seen that peddled
on social media.
When I did some research a few years ago, actually, I heard that the second largest recruiter of employer after the government was Dangote. But I'll have to go and check the stats and see.
But does that really tell to someone about running a countrywide economy?
The experience is key, right? Especially when it comes to job creation. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that, they tend to basically know what the private sector needs to create jobs. But over the years, like, some of the best presidents we've had in the world over like several countries as well haven't necessarily been from
a background of employment.
Background of people. Yeah, it's just you just need to have the right leadership skill and the right cabinet, and then you can always do magical things.
Right. Okay. We have to go. We've run out of time completely. We have to end the show like right now. So final message for the people. We want to make
be happy.
Million
you only live once. Okay. And the time being, guys, follow Money Africa. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we share fantastic investment tips with you all.
Yes. Like the tip I heard this morning. I'm practicing right now. My wedding comes for guests. Hey, Ogodre.
All right. So see you guys next week. If you missed this show or you just tuned in, don't worry. Tomorrow, the podcast version of this show, this same one, will be up tomorrow at www.nairametrics.com.
Oh, yeah.
Or wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. And, of course, subscribe to Nairametrics Podcast
about
on
that?
any of your podcast apps or even on SoundCloud. Of course, if you got questions, send us questions 0805-104-0390. 0805-104-0390.
Lovely.
See you next week. Thank you.